This is a CHLY and Tech FM news update. The City of Courtney is seeking community feedback as it plans to address failing infrastructure along a section of the Courtney River. The Innerton Riverbank Restoration Project plans to remove a failing retaining wall along Innerton Avenue and restore the riverbank along the Courtney River shoreline. An online survey asks residents which of three designs they prefer. Chris Davidson is the City of Courtney's Director of Infrastructure and Environmental Engineering. He says that a goal of the project is to create a more natural riverbank that is better suited to resist erosion, while also creating the community space.
The project will address structural issues with the Anderson Avenue retaining wall, which is experiencing movement as it reaches the end of its service life. Removing the retaining wall and restoring the riverbank is an affordable long-term solution that improves erosion protection and creates opportunities for ecological restoration and recreation.
The project site is located between 5th Street and Riverside Park. Since last year, the city has been developing conceptual design options for the riverbank. Davidson explains the three design options. The first option is called the Living Riverbank.
It envisions a riverbank that is focused on habitat restoration throughout the site. So this prioritizes naturalization of the riverbank and offers fewer recreation amenities.
The second option is called the Connected Riverbank.
And this is a riverbank that balances habitat restoration with recreation. So this is a mix of naturalized shoreline and a few recreation amenities with limited water access.
The third option is the activated riverbank that Davidson says prioritizes community recreational use.
So this is a riverbank that has more areas for recreation, including picnic tables, viewing areas, and has more options for water access, including a larger access area and a secondary smaller access area as well.
Davidson says that the three design options all have different priorities. While the first option prioritizes habitat restoration, the third option prioritizes river access, while the second option is a balance between the two.
The project is currently in the preliminary design phase this year, 2026. It'll be moving into detailed design and permitting in 2027, and then ideally construction in 2028, should budgets be approved.
Davidson says the retaining wall is a registered flood protection dike. The city has completed assessments indicating that the riverbank can be restored without increasing flood risk to nearby properties because the surrounding land is higher than the wall.
So the existing structure is a registered dike with the province. And so as we move through this project, one of the key priorities is that we have to maintain the exact same level of flood protection provided now. So whatever the final design ends up being, it will provide the same level of flood protection that's currently provided by the existing dike structure.
Davidson also says in the next phase in 2027, the city will be conducting environmental regulatory permitting to mitigate as much impact from construction as possible. Courtney residents are encouraged to vote in a survey for their preferred design option, which will help guide what ultimately gets developed. The survey is available on the City of Courtney website and closes on August 10th. For CHLY and Dig FM, in Comox, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.